regulators. We regulate any stealing of his property. We're damn good, too. But you can't be any geek off the street. Gotta be handy with the steel, if you know what I mean. Earn your keep.
Regulators! Mount up!
It was a clear black night, a clear white moon. Warmer G was on the streets, trying to consume some skirts for the E, so I could get some phones, rolling in my ride, chilling all alone.
This is BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting, with your host, Rocky. The next one said J.J. Barea. I was like, what? What did J.J. Barea get a player to win? Up to number four, a serviceable player. Fitzpatrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation. Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute. Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas? I'm going to have a name. Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat. Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher on than Mason, Martin, Margiela.
Yeah. Tom Brady. Global losers.
Dude. Yeah.
Gotta show them love while you can.
The Doo-Doo Browns get their first win of the season.
Bill Belichick.
He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
He holding up to six, baby.
This segment's sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. Join us today on today's show is Mr. 315.
See, I'm starting to like how you're starting the segment. So if I like that.
Yeah, well, I figured we'd do that. That way we can do the promos and everything else. The sweepers.
He's doing that so he won't forget you.
Let you do your research. That is not the reason I'm doing it. Man, I tell you, one time somebody forgets something. You know, you bring them all donuts. You bring them water. No respect, I'm telling you. Of course, BBB to the left.
What's going on? Broadcasting live from the campus of the Connecticut School of Broadcasting in the Arrowpoint Building in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Where your dreams can come true.
1-800-TV-RADIO, gocsb.com. Sign up, take the tour. Come check us out. Hopefully you'll want to come and learn by doing.
Absolutely.
That's what we preach. Learn by doing, man.
And also, we are sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting.
Get your attitude back in your broadcasting with the Attitude Broadcasting Company, the only ABC we care about. Did you see this Instagram picture of Rob Gronkowski hanging out with the WWE from, I think it was last night?
I heard.
I think Rob Gronkowski can be a wrestler.
Well, and Stephanie wants him to be, which would make perfect sense. The problem is, Mojo Riley, man, is one of the worst athletes gimmicks I've ever seen in my life. Gronk is different. He's a friend of Gronk, so that's the reason they want them
they
to get
together.
They
can make them a tag team. They can be Gronk and Moho Gronk, a new drink. You know, they just out here to party.
I think serious. That's what Gronk would like the best is the women and the part. Right. And I mean, dude.
Love being on the road, being on TV. You know, scripted athleticism more so than, oh, man, I might take a low blow to my knee and I'm out again.
Right. I can see it at some point when he's winding down his NFL career doing something like that. Right now he ain't doing it, but I can see it at some point. But, yeah, we'll see. I know Stephanie said something about it. Of course you're going to say something about it. I mean, you want to have the biggest stars and names for the company, especially going WrestleMania.
Or at least a couple cameos for Gronk.
Right.
Let's go.
I mean, I totally get it, though. Let's go into our jams of the week. We'll talk about some NBA basketball. But first, jams of the week.
A sloppy pass. Carter. It's and the crowd responds to a spectacular dunk from Vince Carter.
Everybody get up. It's time to slam now. We got a real jam going down.
Welcome. Shut up and jam. Do you want me to shoot it? No! Slam! Slam!
BSS Carolina's Dunks of the Week.
All right, you got any?
You want to start it this week? Let me open the page.
Sure, I'll start. I've got a few. The first one I've got is Shumpert dunk over Rudy Gobert, even though he missed the dunk. I have to say,
the attempt was spectacular.
The attempt was amazing.
He didn't complete the dunk, but boy, if he would connect it, that would have been one of the dunks of the year. The only other one I've got is Vince Carter throwing down dunks in pregame. I mean, dude, throwing dunks in between his legs, just doing – he's 40. He's acting like he's 22. I mean, he's still killing it, though. That was all I got.
He's still killing it. Of course, we got LeBron James last night in Denver on the breakaway in the third quarter. J.R. Smith throws it up. LeBron catches it, cocks it back with one hand, throws it down. That's why we want to see this man play all the time. And because of, course, of stuff like that.
And,
like,
of course, catching the L.
It's all right.
to the Nuggets. They gave up 126 points.
The Nuggets spanked the Warriors in Denver.
They gave up 126.
The Denver Nuggets are tough in their building. They know how to put up points. Saturday night, Clippers and Cavs. Shot goes up. It's a miss. Blake Griffin jumps over Tristan Thompson and Richard Jefferson and throws it down in the back of both of them. That's pretty funny. Let me see if I've got any more posted. That's all I've seen. I thought I posted some from the Hornets because I watch a lot of Hornets games. And I usually get a good dunk or two from them. Let me see. I don't see any more. No, I guess those were the only two I posted. I've been posting, like, fights and stuff.
Did you have any?
Yeah, I'm loading, trying to load up now.
I have one more. LeBron at home, I think they were playing. Who were they playing? They were playing Utah. He had the ball at the top of the key. Who did they have on him? I think they had George Hill or somebody small on him that shouldn't have been on him. He goes right to the lane, cocks it back. He throws it down. That LeBron James is something else, man.
I like the breakaway windmill dunk in the Phoenix Suns game the other day. With the kid that was in the dunking – I keep forgetting his name.
The kid that was in the D-League came up.
Yes.
The young guy. He's really good.
I can't remember his name, but he had this crazy windmill. Then you also got come on now. Just my phone is looks like your typical weekly Andrew Wiggins dunk. But come back to me. I'm having some technical difficulties with my highlights freezing.
Did you have any other ones?
That was my three. But.
All right, we'll come back to that. Going to some other NBA news. Paul Millsap is expected to void the contract after the season, become a free agent.
He should.
Yes, they've
been trying to trade him all year.
Like,
you ain't got no love for me. I ain't got no love for y'all. I'm on out of here. He should go to Portland. Portland could use you. Mm-hmm. Absolutely use you. I think he would fit right into that system.
No, absolutely. He would be a great fit wherever. Cavs lose again. They are 5-7 this month.
Yep.
Celtics are only one game out of the one seed.
But it's still two games in the Cavs.
Are the Cavs in trouble?
No.
By losing the one seed?
No. The Cavs still get the number one seed, though. Yeah, but, man, they're playing around. I mean,
it says they're one game out.
Yeah, I know there's one game out because they're tied in the win column. But
so who's got the head-to-head?
It's two games in the loss column.
Who's got the head-to-head, though? Because that's where it comes down to, right?
I think they're two games apiece.
I think whatever they are, they're even 1-1 or 2-2.
Because if you look at it right now, they have a 30-11 record, the Cavs. Boston's got 30-13 in conference. In division, Boston's 9-5, Cavs are 7-7. So what would it come down to as a tiebreaker?
Head-to-head matchup.
The head-to-head? But if they're split, or do they play five times?
They only play four times. And then they'll go down to total points, I think.
So total points?
Which
will probably be Boston.
Which be Cavaliers, because Cavaliers are one of the highest scored teams in the league.
Is it?
Cavaliers score 105, 108, 110 nightly. Boston is lucky to get 105 nightly. Boston don't shoot the three like that.
I don't know. They've been scoring a lot of points. I'm going to look it up real fast. Yeah, because if
the Cavaliers just hit 900, they're 9.
Cavs are 110.5. Where is the hell? I don't know where.
They are way down there.
Where's the Celtics at here?
They in the low hundreds. They in the 90s.
Points. points. Cavs are fourth in points. Celtics are eighth. They're not that far behind, but I get you. So we go to points overall. Really?
Yeah, total points scored. But they're not going to – there's 12 games left in the season. The Celtics would have to probably go 12-0 because do you expect the Cavs to really go like 8-4, 7-5?
They're 5-7 right now. Two games below 500.
Look at who they're playing coming up.
You played the Lakers and the Nuggets. I mean, I know Nuggets are okay, but
look who the Celtics are playing coming up. They have a tougher road than Cleveland has.
I'm just saying, I'm not sleeping on Boston. They're only a game out right now.
I'm not.
And when the Cavs are 5-7 and resting players.
The regular season means nothing. What has Boston shown you in the playoffs?
Nothing. To me, though, if Cleveland slides down to the 2 seed, they will play Indiana in the first round. I'm not going to sleep on Indiana completely because you got Miles Turner. You got Paul George that could go off. I'm not saying they would win that game.
They could win a game.
I'm not saying they would beat them. I would rather be the 1 seed and play Miami. Deion Waiters.
Miami is playing really good ball right now. Like Miami is the one lower seed you might want to avoid. Deion Waiters is playing lights out, and Hassan Whiteside is playing really well. Mm-hmm. Goran Dragic is still down there. He's a problem. Miami is playing really good ball, and Coach Spoelstra has won championships. Brad Stevens hasn't gotten out in the first round.
Boston will win a round. The only thing I don't trust about Boston in the playoffs, especially in the playoffs, is if your primary score is 5'9", you're in trouble.
Yeah.
Like these whistles they blow for all these free throws in the regular season, they don't blow those same whistles in the playoffs.
As great as Isaiah Thomas is, he has been in the regular season. His only downfall is he's 5'9".
The problem with being the 2 seed, though, not only you would play Washington earlier, and I think Washington's the one team in
the East that could beat Cleveland.
Because John Wall, I mean, is a bigger point guard and could tear Kyrie apart. And they've got the bigs inside.
Yep.
They got Gortat and Porter. And they've got other people on the inside.
I like
the Bogdan trade that they got from the Nets is huge.
Bogdanovich.
Yeah, Bogdanovich.
Yep.
Brandon Jennings.
Stop lying to our fans. What? We all know Cleveland is going to come out the East if they're healthy. They might give up a game here or there in a series, but come on.
You can't be 5-7 in a month and tell me you're going to cruise through the East. 5-7?
They will be all right, man. They will be just fine.
Dude, they were giving up
100. No other team has LeBron James.
They gave 126 points to the Nuggets. I know they're playing at home, but 126 points?
You playing an altitude to a run and gun team.
How many points they give up to the Lakers when they lost? 110?
100 and something, yeah.
They beat the Lakers.
I know, but giving up 110 points?
Yeah, they were talking about the defense earlier today.
The defense is horrible.
Their defense is, they're like right below is one of the worst defenses in the league right
now. They have no rim protection. Right.
You got to separate regular season from the playoffs. When the playoffs come, okay. It's a whole different
animal. You guys are like, you're throwing in, not you guys, but you're throwing in like JaVale McGee. You talk about is going to step up in the playoffs and help the Warriors get to the playoffs.
The Warriors ain't
There's
depending
no way.
On JaVale McGee in the playoffs.
The Warriors are
depending on their big four.
But if you have to get to JaVale McGee to worry about it, you're in trouble. If you got to worry about Tristan Thompson playing defense in the middle, you're in trouble.
That's why you signed Larry Sanders.
Larry Sanders, who ain't played in 3 years?
He can stand there and be 7 feet tall.
Oh, my gosh.
And rebound.
Larry Sanders. He's another
center. And worst case scenario, you can move Kevin Love, who's 6'10", 6'11", to the center.
Who doesn't play that defense either?
Ask Steph Curry if he doesn't play defense.
Who's that?
Kevin Love don't
ask
step
Steph
up.
Steph Curry if he doesn't play defense.
He's not a shot blocker, though. I mean, I'm just saying, I would worry a little bit giving up 126 points, 110 points to the Lakers.
The Lakers who are loaded with top four picks from the last four or five
But
drafts.
You're not playing. But look how many wins. They've got 20 wins on the season.
Which means they can get up and beat you from time to time.
There are teams in the NBA, I think we all agree, that should not lose to certain teams. The Cavs should never lose to the Nuggets by giving up 120 points.
Why not?
Come on,
Golden
man.
State, a well-oiled Golden State that had all their pieces lost to Denver earlier this year. Denver is fighting for an eighth playoff spot. Denver is playing well.
When you're
in the eighth
spot
as we speak.
Denver
when
is
you're a better
really
team,
well
you shouldn't be getting – come on, 126?
It's the NBA regular season. Right. Nobody plays defense.
And it was
the,
and last
coming
night,
down the stretch
and last
the
night,
NBA
regular
the,
season. All right. And last night, what I noticed in that game, LeBron's body language was kind of like –
right, he's just waiting to turn it on.
Yeah.
But what happens when you get down 3-1? You don't turn it on then and then get beat and be done? Well, you can't stop waiting until that last moment. He does that his whole career. He has done that from day one, and he'll do that until the last game he plays.
He's pacing himself. He knows how to
pace
himself.
He's on
pace
it, all right. He's on pace it with no championship.
Don't doubt a man that's been to
3
six
and
straight
five.
Finals.
I'll
don't doubt the man
I will
been
doubt
to six
a man
finals.
That is 3-4 in finals. I will. Because you've lost four times. That's not winning. That's losing.
With lesser teams.
Okay. All right.
With lesser teams.
We ain't getting into that today. LeBron is a great player, but you're 3-4 in the finals. You got to stop waiting to turn things on. That ain't the way life works. That's the reason LeBron, we don't say he's better than Jordan or Kobe because they don't
wait.
I say
he's better than Kobe. I would say it every day of the week.
I don't think so.
LeBron didn't play with Shaq. Okay. LeBron didn't play with Pau Gasol.
He actually did play with Shaq.
A 40-year-old Shaq.
He played with Shaq.
Who was busted.
He
didn't
play with Shaq.
He didn't play with the Diesel. He didn't play with Superman Diesel that's getting a statue put in front of the Staples Center.
All I'm saying, stop this LeBron didn't play with anybody. He has some players on his team. He had the dream team put together for him in Miami. And he lost two.
He lost to
San Antonio. It doesn't matter. You got an L on your –
San Antonio.
It's still an L.
Greatest franchise.
It's still an L. It's still an L. Still an L.
San Antonio could have been that Chicago team.
Still an L. Still an L, right? Still an L. You shouldn't have lost to that team. I'm sorry.
You don't lose
because,
to San Antonio.
Because you put
a team
three,
that won 65
because
games
you
in the regular season.
You
don't lose
the
to
best,
that team.
Because you put three of the
this
best
man
players.
Goes into the finals
you
with
me
two
you put three
injured,
of the best players in the world
two?
Together.
It's lit.
You put three of the best players in the world together. And they lost.
To
that tells you a lot. That tells you a lot. Just saying, not one, not two, not three, not four, not five,
they
not
won
six.
Two, they lost two.
But he lost.
It happens.
But no, I know it happens, but he lost. It did. It's an L. It doesn't matter who's on the other side. You lost.
Kobe's taking L's. Okay,
no,
everybody
has.
Is taking L's.
No, no. Let's take it back. No, there's one guy that I know that never took an L.
Because he took 2 years off and hid from
he would have had eight.
He would have lost to Houston.
Oh, my gosh.
They would have lost to Elijah Wan and the boys.
Would have, could. You don't know. That's
I do know that. That's why
no,
he
you
dipped.
Don't.
That's why
there's
he dipped.
No way.
That's
there's
why
no
he dipped
way.
And went home.
There is no way.
And then when he
there's
came
no
back,
way.
They beat
Orlando.
They beat those Houston teams.
No, they beat those Houston teams. They beat those Houston teams.
Not in the regular season. They were 0-2 those times against Houston.
Whatever.
They had no answer for Elijah
Wan. Hey, guess what? He won six, lost zero. The facts are the facts. Just like Emmitt Smith, best running back in the game. You argue all you want. He's number one. Can't beat me on that.
I mean, why did we go to a Jordan conversation anyway?
Because
you're about LeBron taking nights off.
Because
he can't turn it on.
You
want he can turn it on.
I said.
He has proven he can turn it on.
Okay, you will prove it, all right, when you're out.
And then here we go to Jordan. I don't even know where Jordan came from. Where did Jordan
because
come from?
Because you want to argue the fact of how great LeBron is.
He is great. He's been to six
for
straight
today.
Finals.
Dude, the East
That's
is horrible. The East is horrible.
And then, so why are you trying to sell our customers that somebody from the East is going to step up and beat them in the playoffs?
I said watch out. I didn't say they were going to beat them. That's what I don't understand when you on the show today. You just said I said they were going to beat them. I never said they were going to beat them. I said watch
even
out.
Watch out. What are they watching out for?
Okay,
there's no team in the
when
East.
When you're
that can
5-7 in a month.
In a
that's
regular
bad.
Season, folks. In the regular
they've
season.
They've never been under 500
just,
in a month.
This man just said they're not going to lose in the Eastern Conference Finals, but they should look out.
Right.
They're
they should
not,
watch
they're
out.
Not going to lose
you can't,
in the Eastern Conference
you can't
playoffs.
Just say,
but they're,
I'm going to slide
they should
right
look
through.
Out.
You can't say I'm going to slide right through and not lose. You don't know that. You don't know that. I don't know that. LeBron, I'm just saying,
Cavs will be just fine.
My point is, you can't sleep on the Celtics and the Wizards. I'm telling you. They're good teams. I'm not saying they're beating the series.
They're not going to beat the
I'm
Cavs.
Not saying they will beat the Cavs. But you can't do 5-7 in a month and be like, hey, we're the top dogs. We got this.
Why not?
We got this.
Why not?
Past 6 years, we'll say, yeah, you got the East. But, dude, I'm just saying.
He got the East again.
We'll see.
It was lit, y'all. It was lit. The studio was lit, y'all.
Yeah. I'm just saying, dude, don't look past the East.
We
got to
look past the East because they are not as good as Cleveland.
Okay. And if Cavs lose to the Wizards, I'm going to be like, all right, told you. But we'll see.
Which ain't gonna happen.
I think the Wizards have the best chance. I don't think it'll happen.
Did I say they were gonna beat them?
No.
Okay. Why are they worried?
Then why would they be worried? Because said they ain't gonna lose.
Because
so
you're 5-7.
Worry?
Because you're acting like 5-7 months nothing. I think they have some holes that they need to address before the playoffs. Because they're 5-7, giving up 115 points a game. I know it's the NBA, but you at some point you got to play some defense. What made these teams so great last year is they actually played defense last year. They were stepping up and playing defense. I ain't seen it yet this year at all.
When the time is right, they will play
okay.
defense.
All right. They'll turn on the defense just like that. Defense just appears. You don't play. Last year, I saw defense played at some point. The Cavs games I've seen this year, I ain't seen no defense.
Just they had to because they've been scoring at will.
Okay.
They're scoring 100.
You still got to play defense.
They will when they need to. They'll be
We'll see.
As long as 23 is out there on the court for Cleveland.
Yeah, if he plays, he might take another game off.
He could probably take a couple games off in the first and second round of
might
the Eastern well. Conference playoffs.
Might as well.
Gotta love it, y'all. Yeah, gotta love it. It was lit in
so
here.
So we got.
I had front row seats for this just now, y'all.
You know, and the East is a lot heavier, top heavy than it's been years past. I think with Cavs, Boston, Washington, and the Raptors.
All right.
I mean, you know, Ibaka. We'll see what they do there. The Hawks and Bucks, Indiana, Miami. They're building the next year.
I mean, Toronto without Kyle Lowry they're not going to do much.
No.
Kyle Lowry does not play. If he does not come back this year.
Looking out west, you got Golden State. It's 2.5 games up on San Antonio. Houston's 8 games back. It's Houston, Golden State, and San Antonio. Golden State's won 5 in a row. So we'll see what they do. Utah, Clippers, Oklahoma City, Memphis, and Denver.
That's the most important thing. Like, you want to stay away from 8-7 because you probably don't want to play San Antonio in the Golden State.
No, Golden State the first round. Yeah.
But you probably want 4 so you can have that home court advantage in the first round Clippers or the Jazz, whichever one of them.
And your ass will be seeing the Spurs in round 2.
I don't think Golden State wants to see Memphis or Denver. I mean, I just don't. Memphis has beaten them twice this year.
And Denver
Memphis,
them
Memphis plays them tough.
You have the tough inside game. Those are the – I mean, if you look at the West, those are really the two teams
that give them problems.
That give
yeah.
them a lot
yeah.
of trouble.
In the end, overall talent and experience will prevail to me.
Probably.
But Memphis is going to give them problems.
And especially if Kevin Durant doesn't come back. They're talking about he's going to be back
by the end of the season. Yeah, I saw that.
But, dude, I mean – they need to win that first round series and let him not play. Come back second round.
Yeah.
And let him play. I mean, let him rest
like
first round.
Like they did with Steph Curry last year.
If you can. Yeah, and he was never healthy last year in the playoffs. Right. Steph wasn't Steph. So we'll see what happens in the playoffs. Anyway, that's NBA talk. You got anything else to add to the NBA?
Can't wait for – well, I don't know what the NBA can do to have more competitive teams because, really, we could cut the playoffs from 8 teams to 4 teams
yeah.
in both conferences.
Why not do reseeding?
For the entire
– overall, yeah.
Yeah, they need to do something.
I mean, dude, come on.
That's the first round of playoffs is not competitive at all for the most part. It's not
unless
the 4-5 matchup.
And it lasts about 2 weeks.
Where the NBA is top-heavy, though. I mean, we've talked about every season for, what, the last 6 years is 3-4 teams. That
Cleveland, Golden
might
State,
win
San Antonio.
Miami,
when they had the big three, right.
But, yeah, I mean, there's always 3 or 4 teams. That's it.
And it's always one team in the East.
There's only one and usually two in the West.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
They need to figure something out, man. If their competitiveness could be as closest to what the NFL is, like it's parity, like you just don't know.
Well, that's the NBA star thing. Yeah. You need these stars are leaving the towns. I mean, that's what, you know, talking about 80s and 90s. Guys didn't leave. They built their town into
like, yeah, free contenders. Agency isn't what it is today. Like, you couldn't leave your home team and go to another team and still make just as much money bailing out on your current team.
Look at Boston right now. I mean, they're building something. You know, they're 2 seed in the East right now. They're building something to the draft. They added free agent Al Horford, who's made a big difference.
Absolutely.
But they're making it. They're the only franchise in the East that's really doing it besides Washington. I think the Wizards.
The Wizards built through the draft really good.
Toronto. Well. Yeah, all right. Toronto did.
Has been.
They got Ibaka.
They've been trying Carroll. To trade for some people now.
So they added. I mean, Boston, I think, has done it a little bit different. We'll see, though. I mean, but there's got to be better teams building through the draft.
Like, I want to go into the season and believe that the Charlotte Hornets have a chance to win a championship.
Right.
But we know they don't.
Exactly.
And that's 27 that's other teams. Yeah, 27 but other teams are the problem.
Teams are okay with just being, we'll be here. I mean, when are we going to change the face of, hey, we need to win a championship, not just be one and done in the playoffs.
Be mediocre.
I mean, mediocre's okay in the NBA for some reason. I guess as long as you got somebody that is a star player, it's okay.
Yeah. You got teams with star players, like, we'll make our money.
Right. You get people in. That was in our NBA discussion. NFL offseason real fast. Ravens signed former cornerback Brandon Carr to a 4-year deal.
Not missing Brandon Carr.
No, I ain't missing Chop Carr. Ooh, he's going to Baltimore. Thank you, Lord. That's a great. This has actually been one of our best off seasons so far. Let me go to the next one. Former Cowboys cornerback Mo Claiborne signs a 1-year deal to Jets. $5 million deal to prove it. Thank you, Lord. Woo! Start over. Hey, if you're not doing anything, what's the best thing to do? Start over with everybody. Mm-hmm. So we got rid of all our cornerbacks. Will Cox left. Barry Church left. I actually wanted Claiborne to come back on a cheap deal, but he left. We'll have to do it in the draft,
yeah,
which is fine. Right now, we're projected to get Jabril Peppers, which you want to make me happy? Put Peppers back there with Byron Jones.
Yeah, at least your safety help would be – absolutely. Taken care of.
We can address the corners in the draft.
I hope we get the Adams kid from LSU. That's what I want.
That would be nice.
I want
that's
him.
Who's rejected right now.
Yeah, I want him badly.
But if we can get Peppers at 25, 26, hey, I'm all down with that. JPP signs with the Giants to a 4-year, $62 million deal.
Damn.
$40 million guaranteed.
That was a nice deal. I mean,
that is crazy.
He came back. He made the prosthetic hand work. He was effective.
$40 million?
Yeah, I mean, you couldn't keep playing around with him. JPP has been a staple. It's like, reward this guy. Why are you going to reward guys that have been putting up with – why are you not going to reward guys that have been putting up with your mess, not going to the media, being public about it, just being a good in-the-locker-room guy? Reward him.
Kellen Moore re-signs with the Cowboys. EJ Manuel signs with the Raiders.
FSU.
Raiders must pay $325 million to $375 million for Vegas relocation.
Which dropped from that $600 million that they initially wanted for them to relocate, which is going to make it more possible now for the Raiders to be the Las Vegas Raiders. Did you see that Geno Smith is probably going to have another job?
Yeah, he's with the Giants. He signed with the Giants. Yeah. He's the backup in New York. Really?
Are they going to get rid of Ryan Nassib? I thought Ryan Nassib was still in the game. Gone.
I think he's done in New York.
Syracuse University.
Yeah, Syracuse. They don't like him that much. I mean, I don't know. But they signed Geno, which is crazy. Geno's got a job. Colin doesn't. I mean, I would take Kaepernick over Geno.
And Geno's never going to play either. He's backing up a guy who hasn't missed a start in like 5 years.
He hasn't missed a start in his career.
Yeah,
this is a career. I could see him getting
like
injured.
Peyton Manning is close to being at 200 consecutive starts.
I could see
that's
him.
Crazy.
I could see Geno playing a game for the Giants this year. Just because he's going to get hurt. That line's not been addressed yet.
They did sign
the tackle, though.
They signed the offensive lineman. I saw them sign a lineman. And I know with their draft pick, that's what they're going to do because they picked up Sean Drone, who was with San Francisco last season, who can compliment Paul Perkins and who was that little guy that
Rashad catches Jennings?
Passes? Not Vereen. Jennings.
Vereen.
Vereen.
They can use all three of those guys.
Yeah. I think Perkins is good anyway. Let's move on to two words.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
All right, Rick Pitino says NC State got a great one in new coach Kevin Keats, says he is a great recruiter, tremendous coach. In case you don't know, he is the UNCW coach that is now at NC State. He's getting $2 million a year for 6 years.
Brothel House.
I knew that's where you were.
Watch out, Raleigh. Y'all might be getting a new brothel house down there to help land some recruits.
Two words?
We'll see. We'll see. We'll see what happens. See if he could put your boys back on the map.
Chris Washburn
and lead him and lead him.
Chris Washburn.
He played at NC State in the early 80s. He stole TV. He got in trouble, but he was number one pick in the draft or number two.
No, he was like top three.
Yeah,
he was
top three.
Because I know Doherty, Brad Doherty. Brad Doherty was number one pick.
Yeah, he went like three, I think.
Part of the worst draft, one of the worst drafts of all time.
But Chris Washburn got in trouble for stealing TVs out of the dorms. So here we go back to that's how we win. We go back to stealing things. Cavs GM stands by decision to rest LBJ and company. Can't make LeBron drag himself through this by himself.
Nice save. Stand up for your superstar. You know, take the heat off of him. It's the GM and the coach's decision. LeBron didn't say, hey, I want to sit out. They told him, you got to sit. So, nice save.
I don't have to, because at one end, I understand he plays all the minutes and, you know, but.
He's the second highest minutes per game in the league this season.
Which I get. Don't understand is my two words. All right, where's the talk about the other people? You say in company. Why is Kevin Love not playing? He needs to be getting back in game shape.
Getting some reps, yeah.
So, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Yeah, they should have played Kevin Love because, I mean, if they didn't want to play him for the Lakers and played him for the Clippers, but I guess they didn't want to send Love out there by himself or send LeBron out there by himself. I don't know.
Jim Cornette will induct the Rock and Roll Express into the WWE Hall of Fame.
Oh, snap. I can't wait. Outstanding. I know that's one word.
Can't wait. Make it too. Can't wait. I can't wait to see
I'm going to say can't wait. I'm going to agree with you because that is going to be a great.
Jim Cornette was
Jim Cornette
a
back in WWE.
Please go YouTube some video on this guy, man. He showed you how to do it.
With mid to late 80s.
And
if
you listen to him now, he doesn't talk great about WWE, so it's going to be interesting to see what his speech is
going
to
be. Oh, he will keep it PC.
Yeah. Eric Bischoff will induct DDP into the Hall of Fame.
Bang! Bang! Yoga, yoga.
Guess jeans.
Back in black.
Is that what he rocked? Them Guess jeans?
Guess jeans. Guess jeans. Guess jeans.
Doing that yoga.
I think he still does. Jim Harbaugh thinks Kaepernick can still win multiple Super Bowls if given a shot. I think he's an outstanding player.
I can actually see in Colin Kaepernick winding up in Baltimore as a backup. John Harbaugh is the coach. And Jim can give John what works with Colin. He did to get the best out of Colin Kaepernick.
On drugs. Because I like Cap. I like what he does off the field, but no, not that many. Multiple Super Bowls as a starting quarterback.
Let's give him a disguise back to college. let him play for Michigan.
Right.
That's what he's trying to do. Vince McMahon wrecks his Bentley near WWE headquarters.
No chance that Vince gets hurt because he is the man.
How did it happen anyway?
I don't know.
It looked like it was a snowy, icy road. Oh,
okay.
Slipped a little bit.
No alcohol or anything.
No.
Oh, okay.
He walked away. He was fine. He kind of hit the passenger side against like a pole.
I'm gonna say time for a new one. Right. WWE talking with Sinclair Broadcast Group about potential Ring of Honor buyout.
Take over. That's what they do, man. They just take over your things. WWE is awesome.
A lot of money. A lot. No, that's not two words, but man, no, they just, Yeah, that's what they do. That's what they do.
Corner to market. Serge Ibaka and Robin Lopez fight.
Boxing lessons, hand combat lessons, because those had to be some of the worst punches I've ever seen thrown.
They were. They were, but my two words were malicious contempt, because they meant to connect and they meant to hurt somebody.
Like when Robin Lopez smacked the ball out of his hand, I thought he should have thrown a punch.
Yeah,
then.
He should have threw the punch then.
The ball.
Yeah. Boy.
YMCA workout. They got a kickboxing class there. Get to it.
Find a girl. Yeah. Go have a release.
Power Rangers movie comes out this weekend. Anybody excited?
Morphin Time.
Not really.
I'm not. I hate what? This. They are doing this. It looks so bad.
Mastodon.
can't watch garbage. There you go. Jeff and Matt Hardy offer WWE contracts.
Come back.
That's dope. I hope that come back. That happens. That's
that
dope.
That way y'all can retire and be in the WWE Hall of Fame, because y'all damn sure deserve a spot.
I think the universe is going to like that, the gimmick they bring if they do it.
The problem with the broken gimmick is I don't think it'll work in WWE because it's more of an independent type thing.
Yeah.
And they won't have total control of the gimmick if they go to WWE.
Right.
You know, they'll have to give up the control. Something. Yeah. So I don't know if they – I think it would be nice to have them back, but we'll wait and see. LeBron James says this is dead to dead. It's a problem now. Telling LeVar to keep his kids out of his mouth, because he compared it to – we didn't talk about it, the LeVar the LeBron thing.
We talked a little bit, but yeah.
Go ahead.
I mean, if y'all haven't heard, you know, I think everybody's heard. LeVar said that his kids have a chance to be great, and LeBron's don't, because LeBron is so great now, and his kids can't live up to the hype. I would say, LeVar, watch out, because if LeBron see you on the street, he might deck you.
But he's talking like he'll smack LeBron up. He's, like, he talking. If you saw,
you better stop all that gritting. You might catch a 2-piece of a biscuit.
Yeah. No, I'm tired of talking about him.
Watch out. I'm just, dude, don't be talking about somebody else's kids. I'm telling you. That's where I draw the line. Don't be talking about other people's kids.
My kids didn't say nothing to you.
That's right.
Dummy. Yo, 2.2 points a game. I can beat Michael Jordan.
And then lastly, Tinder helping NBA teams road performance. NBA GM says. Tinder's helping.
The web? The app?
Yeah, it's helping the road performance of teams. Yeah.
Well, how is it helping the world performance? They getting more groupies because they swiping
they
right?
They get more women, dude. The Tinder app, they're swiping right, probably meeting, whatever.
We in town. Yep. Come on through. I'm just swiping right. Come on through. Sign the NBA players and groupies a contract agreement before you come up in the room. Thank you.
A lot of divorces. Just watch out. It might be helping you on the road, but it ain't helping you get back home.
I think NBA wives understand that if you marry to an NBA player, he's got a side chick. He's probably got a couple side chicks. Just got some deals. Things you just got to deal with, man. That's the life.
You got one?
What was that?
Tinder.
Oh, NBA. Man. Yeah, that.
Performance. On the road.
Booty call?
Booty call.
That is funny.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. They don't want to do that.
No.
It'd be a lot of paternity suits.
But see, these players ain't the ones.
That's another two words, paternity suit.
They got their handlers or their boys. Go on there, swipe right, get a couple girls over here, you know. Make sure they sign the contract.
A lot of Maverick Carters. Yeah. All right, let's go into Bon Voyage.
I would say Bon Voyage.
All right, y'all get in?
Let me start. Jason Tatum announced that he's going to the NBA. Thank you for your one season at Duke. Won an ACC tournament title with you. Wish we would have did more in the NCAA tournament, but good luck at that next level. I know you're going to kill it, man. Hopefully the Hornets land you. That would be awesome.
That would be nice.
That would be really awesome. And, of course, to these week's episodes of BSS Carolinas, as always, you can catch us iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, iHeartRadio, our Facebook page. Catch us on Periscope. Follow us on Twitter. Just
Find us. Find us, fools.
Find us everywhere. You got any?
Yeah, from the music. Of course, the music we played earlier.
Chuck Berry.
Chuck Berry, R.I.P.
Passed away at 82.
82, and Jerry Krause passed away a couple days ago.
Bulls GM of 6 title teams.
Yep.
Not just that. The White Sox as well. Yeah, championship team. The World Series team.
He traded for Scottie Pippen, drafted Horace Grant.
Tony Kukoc.
Kukoc.
But he built that White Sox team too.
Yeah.
They had a really good team. The Bulls and the White Sox. But he was the most underrated GM, I think.
And it was crazy that Jordan Pippen hated the fact when they acquired Tony Kukoc.
Yep.
And now you talk to him, it's like, man, if Tony Kukoc weren't part of them second run, my goodness.
Did you have any other ones?
That's it.
Dodgers managers Dave Roberts, his father passed away at age 68. Chandler Parsons out the rest of the season, torn meniscus.
He's worse than Brock Osweiler. He's stolen $100 million,
and he'll get another $100 million contract this summer. Seasons, he'll get another one from somewhere.
No, he's in. Like, he's got a 2-year deal. He is the worst.
God. He is the worst. He pimped the hell out of Dallas and Memphis.
Yep.
He has a hell of an agent, man.
Right?
Yep. Mick Foley fired as GM of Raw. He was also fired 7 years ago.
On that day.
Previous, the last day from TNA at the same time. They were fired within seven.
I think you'll have a role in the Triple H Seth Rollins match.
That's
the rumor. I think you have a role in that.
Some other sad news. Jim Ross' wife died after being hit riding her Vespa in a car accident. Thoughts and prayers for JR.
Come on,
and
JR. Whole
family. Then former Yankees and Phillies manager Dallas Green passes away at age 82.
Here we go. Starting 2017 with more people passing.
All right. You guys got anything else?
As always, sports is life.
And thank you for listening to this week's BSS Carolina. Share us. Go to our Facebook page. Go to our website, breakdownsportsshow.com. And as always, you can catch us everywhere.
Side piece.